They barely managed to fill their emptied bottles before the rainwater drained away down the rock plain's cracks and crevices. The sky was bare of clouds again. All that roiling, green-edged blackness vanished as though it had never been. And Zagula's sun shone once more, disconsolate, with a pale, half-hearted heat. Cold to the bone, Bale thrust the last filled bottle into the backpack and hefted it into place. His spine cracked, protesting. Ignoring that, he looked at Obi-Wan. "You ready?" Obi-Wan nodded, but made no attempt to stand. Instead, he sat slumped on the wet rock, shivering inside his soaked, filthy Jedi tunic. "Come on, walking will help dry us off," he added. "Help us get warm again." Still, Obi-Wan didn't move. His face was pocked with little red welts where the pellets of ice had left their mark. Doubtless he looked the same himself. He certainly felt it. "I tried to shield us," Obi-Wan said, his voice low. "Using the Force. It's an early Padawan training exercise. You find a waterfall, you stand under it, and then..." He gestured lightly, gracefully, with his bruised, scraped hands. "You stay dry. And after that, you work your way up to rain. It's not that difficult, just a question of degree. All in all, very basic. I had barely turned 6 the first time I did it." Bale crouched before him, keeping balanced with his fingers just touching rock. "But you can't do it now?" "No," said Obi-Wan, and his thin face twisted with revulsion. "For all that I can use the Force here, I might as well be a droid. If you could feel what it's like, if you had any idea, my blood has turned rancid." Was it wrong to be so relieved he couldn't feel what Obi-Wan was feeling? "Probably," he thought, "but I am." Then said, "I'm sorry. I wish I could help." "I was born feeling the Force," Obi-Wan whispered. "Every day of my life I've lived in its light, every minute, every breath for 35 years. And now it's gone. All is darkness, and I don't know who or what I am without it." Bale stared at him, lost for words. How could he answer such quiet misery? How could he counsel a man who had powers he couldn't begin to comprehend? But how could he say nothing in the face of such naked despair? "The Force isn't gone, Obi-Wan," he said with all the conviction he could muster. "It's being smothered. It's this place. When we leave here, it'll come back. You'll be yourself again, you'll see. You are a Jedi. Nothing can change that." Obi-Wan just shook his head. "I don't feel like a Jedi. I feel... And with no more warning than that, the Jedi fell into another vision. More than one. Memory after memory, the longest episode yet. Fire beetles to Tavor, to someone drowning in acid on Telos, to Qui-Gon's death, to Geonosis, the battle, and then Anakin losing his arm. Bale sat safely apart from him, head propped in his hands, waiting and waiting. Despair overwhelmed him, but grown men do not weep.